Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, more of the same today, right on into your weekend. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Now, it's not a washout, but when these storms develop, they produce some very heavy downpours and frequent lightning. So keep an eye to the sky all the way through the weekend as temperatures top out near 90 degrees, a little bit lower at the beaches as the sea breeze kicks in. But overall, for weekend plans, just keep an eye to the sky. The beaches will be hot with a sunburn time as low as 10 minutes or so, and there will be scattered storms that include the beaches even throughout the weekend. They'll be most widespread and active, the storms inland, but there still will likely be a few at some of the beaches at some time or another as we head through the weekend. Otherwise, beaches will have a surf of about 2 to 3 feet. Water temperatures are a bit either way of about 85, so pretty decent water. And we do have the Coke Zero Sugar 400 tomorrow evening, on Saturday evening in Daytona. Partly cloudy skies, temperatures 80 to 85. There will be the threat for some late-day showers and thunderstorms in Daytona, but looks like most of those will be gone by the time we get to the start of the race at 7 p.m. And today, by the way, is the sun's aphelion. What's that mean? Well, at 12:47 p.m., that's when the Earth will be at its most distant point from the sun. That's right, we're not closest to the sun, even though it's the part of summer here, and our average temperature is as hot as it gets right now. We're actually further away from the sun this time of year than we are in winter during January. What controls the seasons, you might ask? Well, it's the tilt of the Earth. At this time of year, we're tilted in the northern hemisphere toward the sun, which makes it our summertime. There's more on that, actually, by the way, in my tweets at Mike First Alert, and also I'll be posting in the Burrish blog. In the tropics, we have Beryl, which has come to life over the central Atlantic. However, this storm is ultimately going to struggle quite a great deal. So as disconcerting as it might be that there's a tropical storm out over the Atlantic, it looks like as this heads toward the eastern Caribbean, the Lesser Antilles or Windward Islands, in other words, it will be a weakening system by late in the weekend. Still bring some squalls to the hard hurricane-hit islands from last year, but this does not look to be a significant storm for those islands, luckily and thankfully. And more than most of this core of this storm stays south of Puerto Rico, the way it looks as well. So even though we did get Beryl to develop, it will move west-northwestbound steadily. It looks to be a weakening system later in the weekend, though it could strengthen in the short term, and there would be no local impacts on Jacksonville or northeastern Florida. It looked to be okay for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida as far as Beryl is concerned, with a movement that would take what's left of Beryl once it encounters a lot of sheer and dry air into the Caribbean, way to the south of all of Florida, for that matter. There's also a disturbance southwest of Bermuda over the western Atlantic that'll be moving northward. This could become tropical or subtropical for a brief time, for a day or two, but it will be moving north and then turning northeastward with time, taking it away from the east coast of the U.S. So, again, no local impacts from that disturbance as well. More on Talking the Tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. Have a great and safe weekend with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.